you're safe, you're out. What are you talking about? I'm talking about sports and comedy. We're gonna cover it all. This is the Josh Wolf and Adam Ray podcast. Good call. On today's Good Call podcast, Manny Ramirez in Japan, NFL offseason moves. Adam wants the NBA to be more exciting. Josh gets a finger in the ass. Should Adam make Romo jokes in Dallas? And Josh shows Adam the grossest picture in the history of the world. Tonight through Sunday, catch Adam in Dallas, Texas at the Addison Improv. And catch Josh tonight through Saturday in Tampa at the Tampa Improv. And now, here are your hosts, Josh Wolf and Adam Ray.
Chocolate Rain. I told you we've recorded a song with him, right?
Yeah. Did you have any audio?
Do you want to hear it real quick?
Yeah.
So we...
First of all, does everybody know who Chocolate Rain is?
What's
his real name?
Tayson Day.
I'm going to call him Chocolate Rain.
Yeah, there's no reason to call
Tayson
him
Tayson Day's dope too, though.
But his real name is Adam Bonner.
How did he get... Is it Chocolate Rain that got him the...
yes, everything.
Sensation?
112 million, dude. He more people saw that than a lot of Super Bowls.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that bananas?
Holy shit. Well, I find it amazing that there's certain videos that have collected way more views than videos you think that should have more than... What I'm trying to say is Two Girls, One Cup has more views than Obama's inauguration speech on YouTube.
As it should.
That... I'm not disagreeing with it. I'm just saying that that happened.
Yeah, there's an inauguration every 4 years.
There's only one Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah. Now, listen. So the idea was he wanted to go re-viral. That's kind of the idea of the show, is to go because nobody goes viral twice. It just never, for whatever reason, never happens. So we wrote another song, and we put it together. This first song was Chocolate Rain. This song, did you know Chocolate Rain is about racism?
No.
No.
What?
Yeah, he was like, it's real serious lyrics, but nobody knows what it's about. And he goes, I want to write a song about healthcare. And I go, okay. But we named it Dirty Butterstorm.
Love that.
It's for a pilot. And I can't quite play it for you yet because it's not done. And we're doing the video for it on Monday.
How do you even find Chocolate Rain? Like, do you message him, or did this project bring you two together?
The project brought us together.
That's a random pairing if there's ever been one.
I have to tell you, like.
But maybe not.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he had his PhD. Like, this dude is hyper intelligent.
PhD in what?
In something that I couldn't pronounce. He said it once and I was like, cool. But you know what's crazy?
That happened to me last night at the show where the guy in the front goes, I'm a scientist. And I was like, you look like Seth Rogen. That's amazing. Never judge a stoner by his belly.
Exactly.
And then he said astrophysics, and I couldn't even... What is it?
Physicist?
See, dude, I said physics, and then I said physicistics.
Fish and sticks?
Yeah. Like, I can't even... I go, that's how fucking non-scientific I am.
What saying, Adam Ray, I was saying this earlier today, what saying did you mess up in your life the most, for the longest? Now, for me, it was all intents and purposes. Because I said all intents and purposes forever.
All intents and purposes?
It's all intents and purposes.
All intents and purposes.
What saying... And I'll tell you the song that I messed up the most. Pete Townsend used to sing a song... Well, he sings a song called Eminence Front. Eminence Front. It's an eminence front. It's a put on, right? So my cousin had me convinced that it was because we're living in a trunk. We're living in a trunk. Come on. Nice. So I thought it was living in a trunk. It was eminence front.
Well, yeah. I mean, I do that with most songs because I don't know what's being sung. Like, I mean, God, what's an example?
Did you ever mess up sayings? My wife thought it was, Beth thought it was, not the point was moot, that the point was mook. And I was like, don't, that's not it.
Well, that's worthy of a divorce.
Yeah.
Paper being drawn up. That's not even close.
Yeah. Mook.
Because there's K and T are completely different sounds.
My ex used to say, we got to not nip that in the bud, but nip that in the butt.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
By the way, I love how many sayings you just know off the bat.
Well.
By the way, I used to think it was off the badge.
No, you did? Off the badge?
No.
My son didn't think it was an armpit. He thought it was an arm pitch. And I never corrected him because I thought it was funny when he said it in public. He was like, I got something in my armpit. And people were like, what? But I didn't correct
God
him.
God bless you for not correcting
him. No. Yeah, funny can't. Was way more important.
Yeah. My armpit? Dude, that, those are the types of slips ups.
Yeah.
When you hear them and nobody corrects them, where you just, and the person says it with so much conviction that you're like, oh yeah, couple.
Yes.
Couple sells short.
But I will tell you, you kind of did that with your nephew when you did that, or the niece, when you did that, the animal game that time. Remember when she was, you were interviewing her about animals?
Yeah, my nephew, I think.
Your nephew, yeah.
And he did the animal noise.
And he was doing animal noise, and they weren't right, and you were like, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just for fun. You know, eventually they'll know what a dog sounds like, but no need to correct them now, because it's way funnier to make them the joke.
Isn't it crazy, too, to think that, like, with all these, the documentation of so many, like, they, I mean, maybe Instagram will just be a thing of the past at some point, but mm-hmm. probably not. Like, when they're 15, and they'll be able to go back and look at like all the video, like even at 12, they're probably going to start being able to look up.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy when they start being like, I watched all your, like, I got them iPads. They have YouTube access. They will eventually be like, oh, I wonder if Uncle Adam's on there. They know that, like.
Go one step further. Have you, is there anything that you have, any joke you've done, anything you've done with a heckler that when your kids look back at your stuff, they'll go, I can't believe you said that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we're in an age now, especially in our jobs, we have to document everything.
Yeah.
Is there anything that's out there right now that if you had a kid tomorrow, you'd be like, I'm fucking taking that down?
No, I think I've pretty well monitored. I mean, there's some stuff I think just quality-wise I would take down because it's so old and you're like,
yeah,
I went with the best up there. But also, like, I don't know, there's so much you can't really... I mean, I've found like super old Bill Burr clips. I'm sure there's some of those. He's probably like, oh, I wish I took those down. But those were like on taped things for like a Montreal thing or right. something where
as far as you and embarrassing things, none of that stuff is on video.
No, I don't think so. I mean, unless there's like, you know, I've definitely made some tapes. with the ladies.
Have you?
Oh yeah.
I've never made one.
Yeah.
I've never made one.
It's
now look, the tapes you make are the ones
with a few girlfriends and then a few non-girlfriends, and it's look, not a big fan of watching
yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be my question, like
no. I mean,
what angle do you set it up at? Are you holding it or do you set the camera up?
Well, we had a boom guy and
it was a three camera shoot.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
The guy had a dolly and a crane.
Had a GoPro on my cock.
Yeah. Oh my God. Has anybody done that?
I mean, talk about a POV.
I'm not about
porn.
To Google it, but
I mean, that's a true POV.
Oh, I don't know if you want that, right? No, that's not.
Wait.
Well, there's a fetish for everybody. So
wait. Now, is it possible to Google something right now? Will you?
What am I Googling?
Let me think. Has anyone
GoPro cock?
Go.
Oh, God, I don't know if I can do that.
If somebody looks at your Google search and finds GoPro, is it on there?
Too late. I already typed it in.
Is it like somebody's done that? For sure, somebody's done that.
Cock now, cam GoPro. Oh boy,
is it there?
Well, I mean, new penis mounted GoPro. All right, I'm clicking on cock cam GoPro. Yikes, dude. I just clicked on it. 3 minutes, 23 seconds.
No.
Noah Feinberg uploaded it. He's got 4 subscribers. This has 2,000 views.
It's only got 2,000. I feel like it deserves more.
Oh, okay. Wait. It just says.
It's not it? Or he's a cock.
Oh, I think it's like, yeah, like the guy.
The dude's a dick.
Okay.
Oh, I was really hoping Noah Feinberg was going to come through.
Wow.
But then you know what?
Good for us getting ready to watch that together.
Yeah, I have to tell
you. I mean, let's just acknowledge the friendship getting ready to take a turn.
You know what's funny, though? You know why I was going to say I doubt that's what we think it is? Because it only has 2,000 views. There's no way.
Yeah, you're right. That's in this, come on, in this country.
There's no way that only has 2,000 views.
No. Because guess what? That's why America is great. Like, an animal attack video is posted. You cringe and then you click.
Yes.
You question and then you click.
Listen,
you doubt and then you click. But you always click.
And sometimes you click more than once.
Yeah.
You saw the video recently of that guy who got out of his car to chastise his wife and the tiger. We watched it together.
Oh, yeah.
Came out of the forest and dragged him in. I watched that like 30 times.
Yeah.
I posted a video today of this fish almost eating this dude's arm. I could not stop watching it.
A fish eating a guy's arm?
Yeah, the guy tried to catch it with his hand. But let me ask you this question. Do you know those videos of people falling? You know, any kind of video where someone's falling? You know,
not the ones where people come up and blindside and punch
no,
you.
No, I don't like yeah. that. But
or
I...
the skateboard videos where they take massive dips into the concrete and...
So, yes. So let me ask you the two different types of falls and which one you like more. Do you like it, the skateboard wipeouts? You know what I mean? The bike wipeouts?
Yes.
Or, you know, a fall, and the best way I can describe it is... It takes like 4 or 5 seconds for them to fall. There's some stumble and some arm flailing. Yes. Things are being knocked over. Those are my favorite falls. When it's a process, when it's not like, oh, he just fell, but like some shit went into it. Right. You know what I mean? There's a stumble and a trip and a flail.
Yeah.
Those.
I think people grab for anything to like break their fall.
So good.
Because it's such a tricky. You can't. There's no good way to fall.
Hopeless. Hopeless, helpless. If there are at least 8 extra steps involved in the fall, I know I'm going to like it so much.
How many times will you watch it?
Oh, come on. I have one on my phone today that I just saw.
You've stopped sending me fucked up videos, by the way.
Well, I felt like maybe the last one was a little too far.
It was intense. Your instincts were right. But also... Didn't mean I didn't watch it or expect a follow-up.
Okay. Yeah, because...
You sent that, I was like, all right, well, we can only go up from here. So whatever you send is actually not going to be worse.
All right, I'm going to send something to you right now.
Great. Now, I want to know, too,
yes.
because there are animal attack videos, there are fall videos, there are sports videos of falls and attacks, right? Like
oh, yeah.
sports brawl... just talking to my buddy Ben Lyons, who from you know E, and he has a new show on NBA TV, and has a radio show here in LA on ESPN. And he was telling me he was talking to Ron Artest about the Pistons Pacers brawl, and just about you know, we were talking about that footage, and he saw it live, and I was just like, dude, that to me is like
yeah.
one of the greatest sport. I mean, sport fights, but just sport like.
What?
So what do you? I guess I'm asking, what do you like better, a great animal attack video or a great sports fight or fall? You know, like the videos of the guys crashing into the walls and breaking right. something, or
I would
somebody
say
falling out of the stands.
Those are brutal.
Those are tough to watch because you always die.
There's no way. You're not.
Isn't it crazy? That's how much we want souvenirs. Like. Souvenirs don't get enough credit. Free t-shirts at a basketball game shot out of a t-shirt gun.
People who lose their fucking minds for those t-shirt
Dude,
cans.
I've taken out old ladies to get a free t-shirt.
Dude, it's just like when the cam, you know, it's just normal people. An accountant and a lawyer. You put them up on the fucking Jumbotron, they lose their minds, man. There's something about being on the Jumbotron for 2 seconds where people... They lose control of being human beings.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I like hockey fights because they're real fights. Basketball fights are the worst. Baseball
fights.
Well,
now they are.
Yes.
In the 90s, they were the best. Guys actually shoved people. And yeah, in the 80s, they tackled them and
punched them.
And now it's like, dude, when I see any NBA player shove somebody, They know that it's stopping at the shove.
Yes.
They know the ref's getting involved.
Yeah.
And then they might get in the guy's face. No one's Ben Wallace-ing a punch. Nobody's Charles Oakley-ing a fucking, and yeah, that's a verb, tackling someone to the ground or Artesting or Steven Jackson-ing
Artesting?
Somebody.
I love that.
You know what? It's like the ramp. I mean, all he's got, Blake, I bet, would, he's gotten a little physical, I think.
Yeah, I think he's getting tired of getting hammered so much.
Yeah, he's getting shacked.
Shacked. He's getting, that is Shaqed and a fool. That yeah. is for sure.
What do you think about that with the JaVale McGee thing, with Shaq calling out JaVale McGee?
And
then JaVale McGee's mom blasting Shaq.
JaVale McGee's mom is like Ball's dad at a UCLA.
Moms, stay out of it.
Mom and dad.
Like always, dad, all the time, for the rest of the time, stay out of it.
What's his name, LeVar Ball? The father's name is LeVar, right?
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he could beat Jordan. And now look, I actually had a conversation with someone today who said, I love what he does with his sons. And I love that he says we're getting a $1 billion contract. And I love that he says my son's already better than Steph Curry. And I said, why? He goes, because he's writing the check. Now yeah. his son has to go cash it. I'm like, exactly, dude. Like, You can write that check in private, in your house. Yeah. If you want to push and motivate your kid, that's one thing. But to do it in public, a bullseye is on your kid now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Isn't a bullseye? I like the shit talking. But I like old school basketball more. Okay, let me ask you a question, because we're about a generation apart.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the 90s Knicks style of basketball or the present day Warriors? Warriors are spread out. They're not even Showtime. They're spread because Showtime was still physical.
I love the three ball, but I miss the turnaround jumper and the center's backing.
Do you miss the physicality of the game?
Oh, so much, dude. That's why I'm so physical when I play pickup ball. It's like I'm trying to hold on to that last bit of 90s, you know.
How high are your socks when you play basketball?
Very high.
Do you pull them up?
Double them up and pull them up.
Double them up?
Yeah, dude. I got bad ankles.
You double them up? You wear ankle braces?
Ankle brace, two socks.
Goggles?
I mean, that's the next move.
Mouthpiece?
No. No mouthpiece, no cup. All
used to
natural.
Make me laugh when I used to play, live in Hollywood, we'd go to the Y, and Denzel used to run down at this Y.
What?
Yeah, man, at the Hollywood Y.
He plays a lot of ball, too, doesn't he? A
lot of ball.
You could tell when he got game. He had.
Yeah, dude. Game.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. But, oh, dude.
They should have done a spinoff on the dad, like, getting out of jail, coming back, and, like, maybe he tries to, I don't know, get maybe
a. Open a
gym? I don't know. All right. Fuck. Moving on. That's why it didn't happen. They had the exact same conversation.
That's the exact pitch meeting. Yeah. We should do what's he going to do? Open a gym? Okay, maybe not. Maybe.
And then what? Playing it?
He's going to play.
With his son and teach kids how to play? Like Coach Carter? Yeah. So basically just redo Coach Carter with
Denzel?
That's
right. Yeah.
You got
it. That's it. I when we used to run down at the Y, it used to make me laugh. This dude, goggles, mouthpiece.
You can't do both.
No.
Oh, you're asking for it. You're asking for an elbow to the dick. Or
you know what he did all game, though, that guy?
What?
Set picks. That dude was a pick setter.
Wow.
You would get him on your team, and he would set picks top of the key, and he would do this. If he was setting a pick for you. And I was like,
great
hey.
Picks?
Yeah, you're not supposed to let people know when the pick's coming. That's what he would. He'd whistle and snap his finger, and you're like, well, that now they know where the.
Yeah, that's the whole point of a pick. Yeah. Be silent and quiet and unsuspecting.
Insuspecting
or unsuspecting?
Unsuspecting.
Unsuspecting, yeah.
Insuspecting sounds like something Fred Durst would have said.
That's not a word.
No. Where do you fall?
By the way, setting picks in
pickup games. That's what I'm going to ask you.
Well, setting picks in pickup games, yo, that is not enough guys do that. And if that's your only job, if you're doing that in a pickup game, just doing that, like, boy, that's you're good at picks?
He picked, and you know what else?
Did he roll?
He did roll, but you know what else he prided himself on? He liked to box people out. And let other people get the rebound. Right? So he would.
Also, yeah, dude, these are like fourth, fifth grade skills that
yeah. Clearly are what stuck with him.
Did he follow a shot?
He didn't get a lot of shots.
Yeah, he didn't shoot.
No.
He was all hustle.
Do you know what we had across the street from my house when I was growing up? Basically across the street, there was an indoor, full court, 8-foot basketball court.
Oh, hoop. My God. Dunk City.
Oh, dude. We used to break. It was an elementary
school.
Yeah,
you break school. It all the time.
We'd break in.
Elementary. Outside or inside?
Indoor. Wow. Full
See,
court.
Ours was outside, and we'd go play in the rain, and people would just fucking break everything.
It was amazing. Indoor, and then.
Dunk contests, right?
Crazy. I felt so, like.
Dunking for the first time when you aren't supposed to be able to.
And you're white and Jewish?
Dude, I don't know what, if there's a better feeling.
No. Because our people weren't meant to jump.
No.
Our people were not meant.
Judah Maccabee was never like.
No.
Nobody ever was like, did you see what Judah Maccabee?
Yeah.
Did you see him slam that challah bread into the fucking matzo ball soup?
Nobody's ever said, you know, Temple Beth El has a great team this year. I know. I feel like athletically Jews, we peak
it's
around 12.
It's like my 12. NBA Jew joke.
Yes.
Have you heard it?
You can own a team, right?
What?
What's the joke?
My NBA, I would say, I want to be in the NBA. My mom is going to put the kibosh on that. She was adamant no Jews in the NBA, and I was like, fuck, you know, Jesus, like, just a power slam of truth at 9. Hadn't even hit double digits. She already put a kibosh on the fantasy. And I go, but she's right. You know, you've never turned on any NBA game and heard a commentator be like, Rosenbaum for 3! Weinstein at the line for 2 free throws. You know how he loves those.
I like how you gave him an old-timey announcer's voice.
And that's what really softens the anti-Semitism.
Well, you can't be well, I guess as a Jew.
Nah, I can't be. People laugh. But it's just more fun with the old-timey voice.
I told you that when I was much younger, my college roommate's mother could not. She when I went, it was in Texas. She was like, I'm so glad to know that you people celebrate Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. You know what, though? You can't even get mad at
no,
that.
No, I didn't, dude. Oh, my How God. How could you? I was like, you know, it's not a religious holiday, yeah, yeah. right? It's you understand like,
I'm
the
so
history.
Glad you people are still super fucking ignorant. And
dude. They had never seen a Jew. The guy hit my son. My
can't
my,
get mad at that, man. That's people.
They brought people over the house to see the Jew. One dude said to my face, I like you more than I thought I would. And I was like, okay.
And you just at that point, you just got to go. You're you. I'm me.
100%.
Let's enjoy some fucking stuffing.
100%.
Speaking of fucking enjoying food all the time, whenever you want, Manny Ramirez, to get to some sports.
Yeah.
Has just signed a contract. He's about to be 45, by the way.
In Japan.
45. No, in America. 45 in America.
Nobody signed the contract in Japan.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Japanese years, he's 45. Yeah. True, Josh. We'll be right back with Josh just had a stroke. He hasn't played in the majors since 2011.
Nope.
Debuted on the 2017 Hall of Fame ballot. Recently signed with the Kochi Island Fighting Dogs. And, man, he's... By the way, in his jersey will read in his jersey retirement. Did he already have that?
Nah.
It's going to say Manny on the back.
Really? Dope.
Anyway, so here are the five.
What are the terms?
Here are the five most ridiculous perks in Manny Ramirez's contract in Japan.
Okay.
45, by the way, still playing ball. That's like Stephon Marbury, but he wasn't in his 40s when he went over there to
China?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he?
No. But Manny, I'm sure they.
It's a PR move.
They're a little lax on the PED thing, I'm sure.
You think he's going to.
Are you?
He looks 45, dude, but. I bet he probably can still play, right?
I don't know towards the end of the career how much was the juice. He was so juiced out, man. So hard to say. And I'm a
Even
huge
LA,
Manny fan.
Was?
Especially when in L.A. Especially
I love
in
Manny
L.A.
so much.
Yeah, I like him too. I like his laissez-faire attitude. But I want to know what those five perks are. And then I'm going to ask you, if you got a contract,
great.
What would be your five perks?
Great question.
Okay.
Unlimited sushi all season.
What a cheap motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. That unlimited sushi. But dude. Did he specify from where? Because maybe it's 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven sushi is a bad idea.
Yeah. And water is good for you.
Yeah, but 7-Eleven sushi, bad idea.
Hotel suite on road trips.
Okay. Okay.
This isn't that unusual, but it robs us of one heck of a reality show pitch. Just imagine Manny with a roommate. It says more
I
that.
Know.
His own Mercedes and a driver.
Okay.
And then it says below, seriously, the odds of him finding his own way around Japan.
Yeah. I get that one.
Optional practices.
That I love. Practice?
The Allen Iverson clause. Honestly, at this point, Manny has forgotten more about the game than most of his new teammates will ever learn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's what I would say about all those. The sushi is ridiculous. You cheap fuck. They're already paying you. You already have a gazillion dollars.
Yeah.
They're getting you a per diem also. Everybody, remember that athletes get per diem. So, not part of their contract.
Oh, God, I just looked at what you sent me.
Oh, God, no.
You said keep sending
them. Oh, no. Oh, I can't unsee that. Oh, God, no. Oh, no, man. Fuck.
How many people are you going to send that to?
Oh.
How many people? Off the top of your head.
Why do I want to look at it again just
you
to make
will.
Sure I saw
just
what
to
I
to make
did.
Sure. It looks like stitches.
Out of, oh, God, dude.
Out of all...
Oh.
Please tell me. Please tell me. And you're going to have to describe to people what you're looking at because...
Oh, no, man. I'm not looking at it again. You have to just describe it.
All right, guys, it's the... It's
oh,
the,
my God.
It's the most.
Oh, it's, God, man. Why?
You said on air, send it.
Oh, that might be it, dude. That might be it.
It is the most aggressively hairy, coarse
dude,
vagina,
imagine,
asshole area.
Dude, imagine like.
But did you zoom in on the asshole?
Imagine Jeff Bridges' beard, but black.
Did you zoom in on it?
Oh, God, man. Oh, what was in it?
I don't know. That's what I've been really...
Something was stuck in it.
Yeah, it looks unhealthy.
Oh, God.
But it's not great.
Oh, no.
I can't believe... I had forgotten I sent it to you. So the fact that I got that little bonus reaction was pretty great.
Oh.
Pretty great. I like... Okay, so what were we talking about? Oh, man.
Sushi.
Sushi. Oh, how many people? Oh, sushi. How many people you know in your phone book?
Ruined. Now, sushi will now be associated. I'm going to have some Pavlov dog response to seeing that when you hear sushi.
I'll send
it. Just ruin sushi.
I'll send it to you like once a week.
Boy, Josh Wolf, ruining foods. That's a show you should pitch. Where you bring up a food, you talk about it.
And I show
and then
a picture?
Halfway through, you bring it, you go, let's take a look at like some actually rare form of mac and cheese that they make in Belgium. And then you cut to that fucking asshole
whatever
shot,
that is.
That asshole headshot. And then
asshole and then, headshot.
That's a great name for a band.
Yeah.
And then you know what? And you cut to that picture. And then you pull out the food and see if they can still eat it.
That picture is one of the most disturbing ones I've ever seen.
Okay, good.
Yeah, even for me.
Okay, good.
I was like, that's
I was
a tough one.
You wouldn't be like, really, you can't.
No, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. But I take great joy in sending it to people. What would be your five perks?
Knowing that unlimited food is even something you
three
think.
Weird and two regular. No, three
where
regular.
Am I,
two
where weird. Am I playing? What country?
You're playing basketball.
Yeah.
So you're paying in Italy.
Great. Bottomless breadsticks because I'm already used to that from the Olive Garden.
Yeah, I was gonna say Olive Garden. When you're here, you're home.
I want when you're here, your family, but it's okay. You've never been. When you're here, you're home.
I knew it was when you're here. I just didn't remember. I was close. I was in the
when
ballpark.
You hear something. When you hear something, something about you being here.
When you're here, something happens. So. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So bottomless breadsticks, because when you're here, you're not, you're somewhere else.
Yeah. Man, massages. Yeah. Like
Rosetta Stone?
Aside from the, who?
Rosetta Stone.
What's that?
Don't you want to learn Italian?
Oh, yeah. An Italian tutor?
Yeah.
For sure, that's a great call. Two more. A key to the gym, like anytime I want
and
to
don't,
go
your
practice,
own gondola.
Shoot. Great, yeah. I thought this was my list, but that's a great suggestion.
No, I'm just throwing suggestions out there, dude.
I've never been on one. That's a great idea.
It totally your list,
also,
dude.
Also, my own. I don't know what are they called. The guy, the
Pope Mobile,
the guys who sing, like you know.
Oh yeah, like the dudes that with the,
when the moon hits your eye,
yeah. The big pizza pie.
That's Amore.
Yeah,
I want an Amore.
We're one of those
sing.
Guys on your gondola.
No, just on
to
at,
follow
at
you
at my disposal.
So they, you know, it would be great having those guys.
Maybe like anytime I go on a date,
yes,
shows up,
dude. You know what else is great
but
about those guys?
But like incognito, like I schedule it. Like, dude, come around 6:45. Dinner's at 7. Come out around 7:30 when we got our first glass of wine and we're chilling. Right, got some appetizers,
mm-hmm.
Got some amazing fresh
and the breadsticks,
mozzarella, some breadsticks, and then you just start singing out of nowhere. Maybe he says her name in the song. I go, and I but I you know, I play it off because I'm a great actor. And
yeah.
I go, Well, who was that? And then she's like, oh my God, was that? Did you plan that? And then I go, I guess.
Have another breadstick.
Shh, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Can
have
I
a breadstick.
Tell you, for me, I would use those guys completely differently. You know how I would use them? When I was a kid, I always wanted to have theme music.
Yeah.
Like when you walked in somewhere, your theme music
played. Course, you still can.
So what if those guys just sang my theme song behind me the whole time when I was walking down the street?
That'd be great.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep. What theme song? You don't have it picked out?
Well, you know, it now is probably different than when I was 12.
Yeah.
I would have to think on what my theme song would be. I think walking down the street song is different than walking into the restaurant song. But then walking into the bedroom song, I don't know, tough one. I'm going to have to think on that one. I think
yeah, walking down the street and walking down the bedroom
is, two different.
Yeah,
two different. I think
here's my walking into the bedroom. Everybody's excited. Dude, are you kidding me? You can take your clothes should already be off at this point.
Come on, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
What if some games came out of your closet? All right.
Oh yeah.
Here we go.
That's yeah.
Or if you that's you brought if you brought two girls home and then right when the two girls walked
you
in you're like
you have a showcase showdown.
Final showcase showdown.
Yeah.
The final showcase showdown?
Yeah.
Not terrible.
Not terrible. Yo, Adam Ray here for the Good Call Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying this episode. And if you're like me, you're probably getting hungry. All this comedy and sports talk is getting me fired up in the stomach region. Well, if you're like me and you can't cook,
but you like food and you like to try to cook, then Blue Apron is for you. What is Blue Apron? It's the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron has established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the U.S., which means they're able to source the highest quality seafood, beef, chicken, and pork from the most responsibly raised animals on the frickin' planet. If you like to cook but don't like to go to the store and don't like to waste all that time measuring all the exact ingredients out, Blue Apron is the exact thing that you need in your life because they ship the exact amount of each ingredient required for a recipe. So there's no food waste. Cooking together, look, it builds your relationships. It builds your family. It's a lot of fun. It's more fun when you do it with people, and especially with people that don't know what they're doing, because then you can all cook and feel like Wolfgang Puck Jr.'s together. Those who spend a lot at restaurants or high-end grocery stores, you know how exhausting that can be. Well, now you can spend another $10 a person for a delicious meal. Featured upcoming meals for Blue Apron, when you order and sign up now, you could get a cashew chicken stir fry with tango mandarins and jasmine rice, or roasted pork with apple walnut and farro salad, or crispy barramundi with quinoa and roasted carrot salad, or udon noodle soup with miso and soft boiled eggs. It all sounds delicious. That's because it is. Look, I wouldn't tell you about it if I didn't use it. It's the best food delivery service on the planet for a reason, because they allow you to choose from a variety of new recipes each week, or you can let Blue Apron's culinary team surprise you, because the recipes are not repeated within a year, so you'll never get bored. You can customize your recipes each week based on your preferences. They also have several delivery options, so you can choose what fits your need. And there's no weekly commitment, so you can get deliveries when you want them, when you want them, when you want them. Make sense? Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients that can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, so you feel like a baller. Look, check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping if you go to blueapron.com/goodcall right now and sign up for all this and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping. It can't get better than that. It can if you do it right now. blueapron.com/goodcall. You'll love how it feels, tastes, and you'll start creating incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron with your friends and family. So don't wait. Go to blueapron.com/goodcall. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. What would your five things be, and where would you play?
I would play baseball, and I would play in Japan.
Yeah.
That
does seem like a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Without a doubt.
Mr. Baseball really captured how great that can be.
Come on, yeah.
You'd have to grow a stash.
Oh, yeah. I think a stash. I would want to learn Japanese. I would like to compete as a sumo wrestler. But I would probably have to check on the weight class and how they do that. I would like I the massage over there, I think, would be a good move.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's got to keep your body loose. I mean, they probably provide, you know, a training staff, but
I would want to be the lead singer in a Japanese boy band.
That's a great idea. Maybe have access to karaoke bars whenever.
Come on.
Whenever you want.
Yes.
Maybe have them have a machine in your suite.
Maybe I get to sing the national anthem.
Maybe. You do. That's how every game starts.
Every game starts with me singing the national anthem.
Yep.
Yep. I think that might be one of them.
That's actually a great idea.
That's not terrible.
I might want that one too.
Yeah. But do I have to sing it in Japanese?
No.
I do the American national anthem.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on board.
That's a great list.
Yeah. I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. Do you? Now, I know you're going to Dallas next week.
Yeah.
And when you go to different cities,
well,
do
tonight,
you
I guess
make
it'll be tonight through
tonight
through Sunday.
That's when I'll be in Tampa.
You'll be at Tampa Improv.
When you go to
AdamRayTV.com, JoshWolfComedy.com.
Thank you. When you go to different cities, do you write jokes right up top about that city?
Yes.
And are they always ever about sports? I always do too.
Just because it allows me to feel like I can connect to me, even if it's just one thing.
Yes.
Shows them that you took an interest in their city and connects immediately, and it's like,
and then not every show's the same.
Yeah. And it's just fun to come out and do something completely,
yes,
loose and new that, you know.
Will you tell Romo jokes?
I think so, but I don't right now. I mean, I haven't thought about it yet, but I don't know what my, I mean, and see, that's the thing too, like, you can't just bring it up and be like, you guys bummed about, like, if something doesn't go over well, that could be a thing where you just be like, oh, you guys
just Romo'd, like, that joke.
Yeah. Whoa. I mean, that's funny, but I also feel like
I don't know, but they're winning too. Like, how bummed are they that he's going?
I don't think so. I think they like him as Tony Romo, but I don't think they're too bummed.
No, I think they're over it. So I think they can probably laugh about it.
Totally. Like, where do you think he should go?
Denver.
You do?
Yeah.
See, I think he should go to Houston.
Why? Stay in the state.
Closer to his house. Easier division. That's a huge one. The who are the Texans playing? They're playing the Jaguars.
You're right.
The Colts and some other shit ass team.
Got a better receiving core.
Right, right. And the Titans. And cold weather. No cold weather. They get to play in a retractable dome, so it's going to be easy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those would be.
He can't go from dome to.
I don't think cold weather for him.
And the Texans just got rid of Osweiler.
Yes.
They're looking for.
And the Patriots got to keep Hightower. And the Seahawks signed Eddie Lacy. Yeah. Why do you think he should go to Denver?
We're signed Eddie Lacy, but dude, we are on the track to Jamaal Charlestown.
There's no way they're going to sign Lacy and Charles.
Says the guy who doesn't know anything about what the Seahawks are doing.
That actually is a great title for me.
There could be a way. But look, signing Eddie Lacy only matters if we get an offensive line, which we still are like, we've missed out on two big guys. One guy from the Packers, what was his name? Not O.J. Mayo. Who the fuck was it? Anyway, some offensive lineman that we needed to get, and T.J. Lane or something?
Yeah.
And he went to went to somebody else, and that was a big bummer because it's like, God, we have to upgrade on that. Like, if Wilson has to scramble as much as he did again, like, dude, I don't care. And you can't force Jimmy Graham to have to block as much as we did. Like,
yes.
He needs to be receiver first, then blocker.
Yes. And Eddie Lacy is a great signing if it's motivated Eddie Lacy. But if it's 250, 260-pound Eddie Lacy.
Well, that's the thing. We have, Dick's Hamburgers up in Seattle.
Oh, they're so good.
If he finds a Dick's Deluxe, it's over, dude.
Dude, do you think Dick's is better than In-N-Out? Or just different?
Way better. In-N-Out's fine. Wait,
way better?
Yeah.
You think Dick's is way better than In-N-Out?
That's what I fucking said.
Top of the line burger for you, Dick's?
Oh, yeah.
Top five fast food burgers? Is In-N-Out in that top five?
I went to a Sonics game once with my buddy when they were still around, and his brother worked at Dick's. We went up there. He gave us like 10 cheeseburgers, put them in a bag, walked into the stadium. It was one of the greatest nights of my life.
Yeah.
I still wake up in sweat, dreaming about it.
My buddy had an In-N-Out truck at his bachelor party.
What?
And I was like, hey, man, I'm never fucking leaving.
Burgers for days. Do they have a limit on how many burgers they can make?
No. No. We just get fucked up and just ate burgers all night.
Man, I haven't had a burger in a while.
If you go top five fast food burger, are you not putting In-N-Out in that top five?
Nope.
You're not putting In-N-Out in the top five?
Nope. I go Dick's. I go Wendy's. I go CJ.
CJ Carl's Jr. is so good. Which
Shake Shack.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never had a Shake Shack.
When you go to Vegas next time, do it. Or I guess anywhere in the Midwest. Yeah.
Worth it?
Also an AMPM burger. Joking.
What about? You don't like a Whopper?
You should only buy, by the way, Chapstick, condoms, and Red Bull from the gas station.
If you're buying meat at the gas station, you're asking for whatever happens to you.
Yeah. You're basically seeking it out.
Yeah.
You're like, I want my butt to look like that picture Josh texted Adam.
Dude, when I see people get hot dogs, and they're like, how do you fuck up a hot dog? I'm like, just order it from the gas station. It'll tell you.
Well, AMPM, I've had AMPM hot dogs, not a long time, but I remember back in the day them being delicious.
But our stomachs were different back then. There was, like, you could eat a chili dog from 7-Eleven.
And go running.
And be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not happening now. That's not happening at all. By the way, dude, you know what I did in New York? Have you heard of these places that where they'll come to your house and give you an IV for a hangover or for if you're? I did it because I was sick.
Yeah, because you almost fucking died.
It was terrible.
You had to get a finger up your butt.
I did. I got the.
Can you talk about that before we wrap this up?
Yeah, I got a Dr. Jellyfinger. I will tell you.
You and by the way, I thought you were Instagram storing that.
Yeah,
and I thought you were like, all right, get ready, here it comes. And
I wasn't gonna.
I was like, oh my god, when is enough?
Would
like,
you have watched?
I was watching. I had no plans of pressing the escape button. Well, I wasn't eating snacks. I was definitely engaged. And it was like, look, as long as you didn't pan down, but if it was on your face, yeah, you can watch that.
Here's the thing.
I want to see what that looked like.
I didn't know how I was going to react. And luckily for me, my doctor is a tiny little Asian woman, and so her finger slid right in.
Ugh.
You know? And isn't it weird?
How far up and how many?
Well, it felt like one, but I don't know. She has tiny little hands.
Oh, my God.
How far up? She just went up to the prostate. Gave it a little whoop whoop, a little switch switch. Whoa. But you know what? 100%. That people are like, you're going to feel ashamed. I didn't feel ashamed at all. And it didn't traumatize me. Do you know what the most shameful part was? Walking away.
Not
finishing?
Yeah, not continuing to record so your buddies could watch.
I wish I had, now that I think about it, because it was such a non-issue. What was shameful was walking away and still feeling like there was Vaseline between my ass cheeks.
Oh.
That was the thing, the kind of...
Oh,
when you walked away, I was like,
it sounds like,
yeah, I was like, that for me is where I'm going to have to tap out.
Why?
Not good. But I'm super glad we did the turn the head, the cough. We did the tickle, the no button, and we're all done and it's all better. And yeah, but they'll come give you an IV for, have you ever done that when you're in Vegas?
No.
You get hungover. You're fucked up. You wake up in the morning. They come and they hook you up to an IV. You're fine in half an hour. You can start drinking again. They'll do it. It'll come to your room.
How quickly does
the Vaseline come out of your asshole?
How much prep do they give before they do it? Like, do they go
the IV or the doctor for the finger?
The finger.
There's no prep. It's not like you're not. She doesn't warm you up. I was happy that her hands were warm. Oh. That was cool. But she said there's no easy way to do this. So she said, just lay down on your back and pull your legs back like you're going to change your diaper. Oh. No, she didn't say that. I'm kidding. She said, bend over. And, you know, it's going to be uncomfortable. And you'll just be feel like there's, you know, a little pressure. And that was it, man. But it was not good. But I will tell you, if I'm being honest, it's not the first time. A long time ago, somebody gave me that when I didn't need one. It was a clear violation. I got in a car accident down here, dude. I got in a car accident on Vine in below Sunset, above a fountain below Sunset. It was one of those little streets.
Yeah.
Somebody T-boned me. This was years ago. I'm driving my old Saturn that I got in Seattle, no air conditioning, and it's fucked. So I'm like, oh, and the lady she sped off. I'm like, oh, no. So the cop was like, you know, if you go to the doctor... And, you know, you can claim the insurance and we got her tags, but we might be able to get some money out of her. But you got to make sure, go to the doctor and see if you're okay. So I go to this old white dude and he's checking me out. He goes, okay, now bend over. And I was like, what for? And he goes, well, we got to give you a full physical. And I was like, you need to check my prostate? I was like,
that doesn't seem like something that it applies.
No, I was like 27. And dude gave me a full on, and that felt like two fingers, but he gave me a full on. And that would like, and I was walking out of there. And you know when you're young and you're like, okay, so I guess that was supposed to happen. And I remember like 3 years later, I said something to my mom. I was talking to her. I go, no, she goes, wait till you get that that done to you. I go, oh, it was done like 3 years ago. She goes, why? And I told her. She goes, that's not what was supposed to happen.
Oh, no. And how did mom know?
I told her. I go, what do you mean? She goes, you get in a car accident and he checked your prostate? And I was like, well, it was a physical. And she was like, what were you going?
Asked me for my PIN number.
Yeah, I go. She goes, "What were you going in for?" I go, "Well, my back was sore." And she goes, "And he checked your prostate." So, and it
maybe
happened.
They're connected, and see, that's them taking advantage of your lack of knowing what's connected to what.
100%. Because when you said, "Yeah, I need to check it," I was like, "Well, okay."
Like sprain my ankle. Well, fuck, I need to put my balls on the side of your neck real quick. What, dude? Who's the doctor here? Who called who? All right.
Who's the doctor here would be a great thing to say to somebody. Come on, man. Who's the doctor?
Right, you're not going to argue that.
You are. All right. So just
wait. So.
Yeah, he gave me the hold.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. You know, it's as comedians, when bad things happen, I just look at it as a story. Do you know what?
Well, that's the benefit of this job is like you can turn tragedy into something for the people.
When's the last time something happened to you and you were like, that's going to be it. I'm bringing that to stage.
Dude, you sending me that picture fucking 5 minutes ago. I'm now going to, there's going to be a bit about friends sent like something like,
yeah.
And what my threshold is of tolerance to be able to like, what can I look at and still feel like I can sleep that night?
Where was your line before that?
Look, dude, two girls, one cup, man.
Yeah.
Watch the whole thing.
Tough one. Poop is tough for me. I mean, I'll watch, but poop is tough. I'm not a fan of the
poop's real tough.
You know, I used to work at the bar I worked at in Pioneer Square.
Yeah.
We had a fetish night. And on Tuesday nights, we had a fetish night and in the basement. And there was a fetish room that you had to pay a little extra to get into. And one of the most popular fetishes was dudes laying under glass tables and looking up and watching women take a dump on the table. Oh, that was like the God. Thing that was paid. That was like a huge.
I never understand.
Me neither, dude. And golden shower, all that stuff. I don't get that stuff. Not my thing.
Is March Madness your thing?
I think Gonzaga, once again, will maybe get out of the second round. But can we stop seeding them number one? Can we just stop until they win something? Win something.
USC, I'm picking to go all the way, but only because they're my alma mater.
If it wasn't USC, who would you pick?
Gonzaga.
You'd pick Gonzaga to go all the way?
Or Duke. I think Krzyzewski's just got...
I like North Carolina right now.
Yeah.
But it's I've never... Like, there's no... This is one of the years where there's, like, no clear cut, oh, that's the best team.
Yeah.
There's a lot of flaws in everybody. Do you like that? Do you like... Do you like it like a sport like the when the Yankees are the Yankees, right?
I hate the Yankees.
Yeah, I get that. But when there's clearly a best team and there's a dominant team, right? Do you like that? Is that or do you like parity? Do you like to have that one or two team that everybody knows that everybody's rooting against, or do you like the parity in leagues, right? Like this tournament, or do you like having those one or two teams? Even in any sport, that are clearly better than everybody. Do you like it that we all basically know that at the beginning of the year is going to be the Cavs in the Warriors?
I hate that.
You like parity.
Yeah, I think we should somehow integrate obstacles, like the same way that Rock and Jock had like the 50-point bucket. Like, you know, implement that shit. Or like every now and then, like another GM gets to go, hey, that guy's player can't play tonight. Randomly.
Oh, shit.
Like Popovich can just be like, yo, KD's not playing tonight against the Bulls. You know, every coach gets a couple of
wow.
Yeah, dude.
And you get to save them up over the season.
How much more would there be to talk about? So much more.
Yeah.
Yo, D-Wade get like somebody gets a half court shot at the end of the game and if he makes it hit the next game, that team has to forfeit.
You know, they're talking about a 4-point line.
Shut up.
Yeah, they're talking about it. I've read, you Google it, but they were talking about, I know I read an article where they were talking about a 4-point line.
This better not be some setup for another dirty ass picture. If this is another dirty.
I don't hate a 4-point line. I don't hate a 4-point line.
4-point line could be coming to the NBA.
Do you hate that? Because for me, the 3-point line is, the game before the 3-point line seems so rudimentary and so basic. Oh, Adam Ray just came strong with some chicken, California Chicken Cafe.
I have a writing session later and I said I'd provide food.
That's very nice of you, man.
I'm a generous guy.
Yeah.
I think...
you like a 4-point line?
Dude, I want a 5-point line.
Do you...
Make it more exciting. Like, I just talked about this the other day with Kiss Cam. Like, the NBA is already, like, that's why there's things like Kiss Cam, because the game's not exciting enough.
Yeah.
It's not.
How would you make it?
I said I had these amazing seats at the Clippers game a few nights ago. A friend of mine, we sat on the Clippers bench.
I saw that.
It was the bench, and then their four seats. So we were towards the end. Like, Doc's coming up, being like, you guys got some good seats, and what's up to the people I was with, and Blake I talked to for a minute. I was wearing my M's hat. Jamal Crawford played Rainier Beach in Seattle. I talked to him for a minute. Got to listen to so much more extra dialogue on the court. J.J. Redick.
Like, what kind of stuff?
Just yelling at the refs and just a lot of, I mean, and just...
Trash talk?
Yeah.
Who is the best trash talker out there?
J.J. Redick's got a mouth, dude. He's kind of a little whiny bitch, though. But but he's a great shooter, and I like him as a player. Yeah. So, look, man, I you know, because I've played, I will never question the emotions out there, because I myself I've gotten into fights with wheelchair refs in co-ed leagues that don't matter. You know,
is that
what I'm
true?
Yeah, man.
Wheelchair refs?
Yeah. So I know a little something about letting your emotions get the best of you.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything like inappropriate. I just got into an argument, and you know, And my boy's like, dude, he's in a wheelchair, like, lighten up. And I was like, dude, I don't see chair.
Yeah, listen, foul's a foul.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, it's not my fault. My footwork is fucking delicious and was honed in the sixth grade. And maybe sometimes it looks like I'm quicker than I am.
Not my fault he didn't know what a travel is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny. That's, well, see, now that's inappropriate.
Oh, yeah.
What a travel is? Yeah. But,
yeah. Yeah. Not my fault he's never taken three steps.
Whoa. Maybe he has pre-chair. So I think 5-point line, I think. But anyway, being that close was an amazing experience. Yet I still was like, I want more.
Yeah.
You know, I want more excitement than just up and down, jump. Like, seriously, man. It's like, in Kiss Cam, there's, you know, the halftime show. That's why as soon as the game, and the NBA knows it too. They know it because as soon as the second quarter ends, what happens? Direct your eyes to center court for a guy spinning plates while on a unicycle.
I know.
You know?
Crazy, right? Yeah, and they
watch it, but because they're just like, come on, keep you engaged.
It's a two-year-old dancing, and he's like,
you wouldn't need any of that. Somebody told me they just did an experiment. Was it in the garden where they didn't play music?
Yeah, first half. No music, no video, so you couldn't watch replay.
Apparently it was terrible.
Yeah, by the way.
What was that about?
Well, they're already
saving electricity?
They already have to watch the Knicks. You might as well give them something else to watch.
Nice.
I will tell you, so you're saying the Jordan's Bulls not good for the NBA?
No, because that was Jordan.
Okay.
And so, that squad was fun to watch. But I'm like the Spur, like, no, I mean, you need a
team to hate.
Yeah, and for everybody to take down.
That's what I'm saying. I think so, you need.
I just don't like. I just want more balance, you know.
Yeah, throughout the league.
Yeah, but that's coming, you know. Things like Durant going to Golden State, I don't even actually mind that. I mean, you know, I've said it before, it gave me closure for losing the Suns.
Right.
Now Oklahoma, even though Westbrook will be MVP.
He should be. Who do you think should be MVP?
Westbrook, 1,000%. But and that I actually don't have a problem with.
How do you define MVP?
Greatest single player of season.
So the
not most valuable. Harden, yeah, for his team, I guess, because he does more. But dude, come on. After KD, arguably the best player in the league, leaves, and you're by yourself in a shit city.
Yeah.
With your team, they're still gonna make the playoffs because of him. And each night out to deliver like that, yeah, that's.
See, to me,
and again, most valuable to his team, he is.
Agreed. And when people talk about most valuable player, it's not best player, or else LeBron wins every year. Because I don't care what anyone says, LeBron James. Best player in the NBA every year. So it's not best player, most valuable. Now, I did see a stat that said the Cavs are 4-20 when LeBron sits. Even with Kyrie, even with Kevin Love, 4-20. That's pretty valuable. But I would argue that a full season with Kyrie and Kevin Love, they're going to win more than they lose. Without Russell Westbrook, does that team win 30 games?
No.
No, right?
And hopefully they'll just keep adding the money, or maybe somebody will be like, man, it'd be fun to play with Westbrook, and they'll get enough good role players to where somebody maybe will be like, yo, if I go there, that'll be a who, you know, but who goes there?
But who plays, playing with Porzingis, Westbrook is like playing, who? But it's like playing with Kobe, and it's like playing with Iverson. Yeah. It's tough to
also,
play with.
Also, he's gotten
team.
Conditioned to doing that. He'll have to go somewhere else, but does he? That's why it was tough for him and Durant. Like, maybe he can't be on a team.
Yeah.
Where it's,
maybe he's Iverson.
And yeah. And he'll just never win, and he'll just be great.
Who's your favorite player to ever play basketball?
But he loves to win, dude. That guy's got, he's got the Kobe fire.
100%.
But he just needs a couple more.
Who's your favorite non-Sonic ever? Outside of Jordan or whatever, but like your favorite basketball non-Sonic ever?
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that, dude. How come?
Dude, a big guy moving and shaking like that, finesse, but also power. But then I'd go Barkley. Barkley was the first jersey I got that I wore with like
Suns or Sixers.
Suns, and I hated it too because they were such rivals to the Sonics.
Yeah. For me, it was Iverson. Outside of any Celtic, my favorite player, without a doubt, not even close.
Alonzo Mourning, I loved.
Oh, yeah.
Big man. I was a big man, you know, from. You know,
I like Tom Gugliotta, too, by the way.
Dude.
The Googs.
That's a fun name.
Tom Gugliotta is not a terrible name, but the Googs I liked. This is
Chris
like.
Chris Mullin, I loved.
Oh, yeah. Timmy
Mark
Hardaway.
Price, Mitch Richmond, I love.
Whoa.
You're
going way back.
Yeah.
What about.
Vince Carter, top five for
baseball
me.
Or your favorite athlete outside of Seattle in those sports?
Favorite athlete outside of Seattle?
Because I know it's for you, it's Griffey and Russell Wilson. And,
yeah.
Yeah. My favorite football player outside of a Patriot would have been Steve Smith. I love the way that dude played.
I just watched that football laugh on him. That was great.
Oh, was it a good one?
Yeah.
Am I going to like him more after I watch it?
For sure. Good family dude, but also you're like, wow, he like when he got cut from, was it, who'd he go to the?
He went from, he played
Panthers to the Panthers Ravens. To Ravens. That yeah. was crazy. Like, and seeing like the animosity and the like hostility that he brought to Baltimore to like win and beat the Panthers. Like, and he's mic'd up in Carolina and like all the players and coaches are rallying around him to be like, fuck yeah, dude. And him just like lighting them up. Because the Panthers kind of were just like,
yeah.
I can't remember what happened. I think they just were like, no, we're not going to pay you. Or, like,
yeah.
or they traded him. Or they released him.
They released him.
Because they thought, I don't know what
he was old. They thought he was old and done.
Oh, yeah, and he just ripped it up.
Dude,
it's dope. And then his injuries, yeah, it's dope. You got to watch it.
He tough as nails, that guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that for me, my favorite. My favorite.
Well, definitely watch that before before you look up another asshole picture to send me.
Oh, I have some other videos, but I'm gonna stagger them. That one seemed to really...
Yeah, and if you send another one, I'll just play this and get that image out of my head. Because this is the absolute opposite contrast of that picture you sent.
It really is. And guys, listen, here's what I want everyone to do. Because I will tell you, the people who listen to this show are super loyal.
They love it.
And love it. We need your help a little bit getting the word out.
Yeah.
Download, rate, subscribe.
Yeah.
It's super important because when we chart on iTunes, they're more likely to feature us and we get more people listening.
Yeah, rate and comment on iTunes. Tell your friends.
Yep.
Who doesn't love sports and comedy? You get both.
Plus, we're going to have some dope guests coming up.
So many dope guests lined up. Holy shit.
An Olympic gold medalist is joining us.
Yep. Jerry Ferrara from Entourage.
Yeah.
A possible NBA player or two.
Mm-hmm. And we get some more people from ESPN coming over.
Yeah,
so
dude.
It's good stuff. So I love that this is playing in the background.
This could be our outro song.
Why not?
I think it might be. I mean, I have to, you know.
Clear it.
Dude, Barker owes me one.
Yeah. That, by the way, I hope he does.
I ended perfectly. Wait, so you're Tampa Improv this weekend?
Tampa Improv this weekend. And then everybody, Huntsville, Alabama the weekend after that. I don't know the name of the club. But last week in March is Denver, the Comedy Works downtown. First week in April is Laugh Boston. Laugh Boston last year sold out. We ended up adding a 5 p.m. Saturday show. If you want tickets to that show, get them now. Same with Denver. They're going fast.
Denver, Comedy Works?
Comedy Works.
Dope, dude.
Love it.
Yeah, go see Josh. I saw him last night at my Adam Ray and Buddy show at the Comedy Store.
It was so good, dude. You were so good.
You were so good. Your stories are amazing. Go see Josh live. Come see me live, AdamRayTV.com. Dallas this weekend. St. Louis next weekend. April Foolishness after that. I'm doing the Kevin and Bean April Foolishness show.
That's awesome, dude.
Shrine. Yeah. It's me, Bill Burr, Angela Johnson, Jimmy Pardo.
Just a bunch of nobodies?
Taylor Williamson. Yeah, just a bunch of nobodies. And me. All right. And what's...
Download, rate, subscribe, tell your friends.
Yeah. And you know what? Hit Josh up on Twitter if you want that asshole picture.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
You're way too excited to send people that.